This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Two hot-ticketed auction items. I have the broken clay pigeons that Brandon Whedon destroyed in Sports Science. And then I have the clippers that Baker Mayfield used to shave his face not once, not twice, but three times in a game.
I'd like to have the truck that tore up the field a couple years ago. I think that would be pretty cool.
Josh Gordon's bong. That thing would make a fortune.
The fishing pole that Joe Thomas used on draft day.
I would like to buy the glove that held the rally possum at the Browns Thursday night game.
The Hugh Jackson shirt and shorts from jumping in the lake after 0-16.
The George Kokinas file.
Always boils down and comes back to George Kokinas and the incident.
A couple of those things were mentioned multiple times. I'll let you guess which one had the most mentions.
Ooh.
I'm going to say the Hugh Jackson shorts and shirt.
Wrong.
Kokinas?
It was Kokinas.
I've seen a lot of...
The legend of George Kokinas.
Shanahan, PowerPoint. Seen a bunch of that.
The Baker razor came in a few times.
Oh, good.
Well.
The LeBron ping pong balls from 2003 draft lottery.
That'd be nice.
I imagine... You know what? I think the Cavs have that on display.
I think they do somewhere.
With their new renovation.
Yeah.
All that... All on their interior, they went, you know, with all the artwork.
Yeah. The
modern artwork.
I got some good ones. Someone wanted a jar of Lake Erie water when Hugh Jackson jumped in. That's somewhat gross. Total Browns Move on X said, an antique. How about the game ball from the last Browns home playoff game?
Which would be 1989.
They were using actual pig bladders then.
Was that the Bills game? Daryl, it had to be, right? It was the Bills game. It was against Jim Kelly.
Yeah, at home,
Let's see here. Okay, can't read that. Grady Sizemore's coffee cup.
Okay, the funny thing is, I thought about writing that down yesterday. I'm like, too obscure.
Nope.
Too obscure.
People said Deli's coffee cups.
Yeah, I did see that.
Okay, I can't read that one. Hang on. I'm trying to find ones I can actually read on
one
the air.
One of the best, but had too many profanities in it, were the contact lenses that J.R. Smith conveniently forgot when he couldn't see the scoreboard in the finals in 2018.
Oh, yeah. That eventually led to what could be another item.
Here's LeBron a really good one.
Hold on. LeBron James punching the chalkboard or the whiteboard. Yeah. And what did he do? He broke something?
Yeah.
Broke his hand, right?
Allegedly. Yeah, we never saw
anything.
Here's a great item. This is from Elite Smoke Show on X. Jose Ramirez's glove from the Anderson fight.
That is a good one. That is a grab, man. That's one I'm surprised that we slept on all this time. All right.
Another one, the GLC barge.
Yeah, this stuff is way more valuable than any of the Woj stuff. Like phones that are wiped out that could have just come from anywhere. Like, how insane.
Yeah. I have a desk full of them that my children that they play with, that they watch Miss Rachel with whenever they go.
Yeah, these aren't all that valuable. Anyway, so we'll leave that there. I saw this story. This is why I love politics. People always ask, why do you, you're a sports guy. Why do you care about politics so much? And I remind people that I had a double major.
Oh, really?
At Ohio State, not only public affairs journalism, but also political science. Not only that, Daryl, that when I was getting my master's degree at Syracuse, I actually lived in the Beltway.
Wow.
I have a credential from the Senate.
You ever worked in the State House?
I covered the State House for 2 years for the Lantern, the largest publication, student newspaper, student media in the country. Daryl, I've done all these things. I don't need to read off my resume. I will if time allows.
It's an impressive
resume. On all your success.
But I love politics because of a story like yesterday and the intersection of sports and politics. Yesterday, a Dove...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kleinman report, anytime Dove has it.
Oh, of course.
What if Dove Kleinman went to go sell his phones on all the news that he's pretended to break over the years?
Or all his personalities.
How many people have bought the Dove Kleinman account?
Yes.
The handle. Anyway, he had it, and then I also saw Philly Eagles Nation aggregated a February 6th report from the U.S. Sun, all heavy hitters in the journalism world, that it was going to be a, quote, massive no for the Eagles to visit the White House if they won the Super Bowl. And so people ran wild with this yesterday. Now, to be fair,
everyone, legacy and mainstream media, picked this up as if it was fact.
Yes, and to be fair, in 2018 when they won, they elected not to go to the White House. So I think people were putting two and two together and assuming because they didn't go then. But either way, there was no, this was based on zero reporting. They just said, hey, they didn't go in 2018. They're probably not going to go. Let's make it a report. And then everybody ran wild with it. Like, for instance, very popular right-wing host, Megyn Kelly, who I have seen from time to time. I've seen her talk and debate with Bill Maher before. And she used to be on Bill O'Reilly, the O'Reilly Factor back in the day. Daryl, that used to be one of your favorite shows, I know.
Okay.
So,
hate spin.
She came out and she tweeted that this is absolutely ridiculous. She said, go blank yourself, Eagles. There was all sorts of outrage. Clay Travis was outraged as well. And then it turned out that none of this was true. The Eagles have since come out and said, if we're invited, and why wouldn't the president invite them? He's not somebody who is going to hold it against them. He's not vengeful. So, of course, they'll be invited, and they'll accept the invitation, and they'll go to the White House.
And they'll get their Big Macs and fries that'll be laid out on the table for them.
Hey, I defended that time. So did Ken. College students would absolutely love
absolutely.
That food that was available back then. Remember, they didn't have NIL. They didn't have all the sponsorships.
They didn't have deals with Ruth's Chris.
Right. They didn't have seven-figure deals with these hoity-toity places. But here's what I love. It wasn't just the right. The left, of course. The left came out. we love that the Eagles are standing on principle. And I just love, it's 2025. I just love that people have their camps and they're not breaking them. They just are going to run to whatever. It can be fake news. They don't care. No one's going to get to the bottom of it. They just know if my Dem said it, I'm going with it. Or, oh, my right winger said it, I'm going with it. It's like, can anybody think for themselves?
No,
can anybody out there think for themselves? Is it really that hard to come up with your own conclusion and not have to put your thumb in the air and wait to see who your hero that you voted for said? Can you just come up with your own conclusion? Is it that hard? Or is this just is this society from here on out?
This is society from here on out.
Darryl, we go in third party. Is that what we're going to have to do?
I don't think there's enough people for a third party. That's part of the problem.
I know about that. I'm thinking the worm may be turning there. We'll see. We'll see how the next 4 years goes.
Use the coming in hotline. Tell us. Yeah. Tell us what party you're joining in 2020. Yeah,
that's right. I mean, just these people all, and no shame, any of these people.
We live.
They're not going to apologize.
We live on a speck of dust in the universe, and none of us get out of this thing called life alive.
Deep thoughts by Jack. I mean, by Daryl Ryder. Very well done. All right. Well, we'd like to thank
Pink Floyd albums now and walk next door and do that. So.
Dark Side of the Moon, baby.
Go back and listen to the Brian Hoyer interview. Do you have the function on your phone? Can you make it backwards and then listen to the music you want to listen to in the background?
Turn it upside down, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Hoyer was excellent. He was awesome.